So in my mid-20s, I had this kind of renaissance of my faith. I had a relationship with Jesus earlier in my life as an adolescent, and then that kind of, you know, went on pause or vacation or something. Yeah, it's a long story. But then I became married, and as a young adult, I found myself kind of working my way back to church. And I came from a Baptist tradition, and I was, kind of exploring with my wife the United Methodist Church, and I found a home for sure inside the United Methodist Church. But one of the things that we did as part of our life together is we would remember the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, so on and so on. And that's a beautiful thing, but there is a part of it that I never really understood when we came to that section that talked about Holy Catholic Church. Yeah, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. And I looked around and I thought, this is a Methodist church? Why are we saying this about the Catholic Church? And I had to come to an understanding about, you know, what Catholic meant in that moment. So, I am certainly not a stranger to having questions in church. And this is the kind of thing that we're going to do right now. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you're doing great. Now, this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church, we're going to kick off a brand new series called Why Do We Do It That Way? And over the next few weeks, we'll explore some of the meaningful and sometimes mysterious practices of our faith. Particularly, we're going to talk about Holy Communion, baptism, and praying for others. Now, our first topic, our first thing that we're going to deal with this Sunday is Holy Communion, that special meal at the heart of Christian worship. It's certainly a very fundamental part of our worship together. We'll talk about why we celebrate it. We'll celebrate it for sure. And we'll talk about what we believe is happening at the table and how our United Methodist understanding shapes our way as we share this holy meal together. Now, we believe when we gather for communion, Christ is really present, not just in our thoughts or memories. It's not just symbolic, but we understand as United Methodists that the spiritual presence of Christ is right there, a living and mysterious presence that is active and is at work in changing us. And we don't limit this to a select few either. We practice a thing called open table, as we are all welcome, whether we're baptized or not, young or old, certain or seeking. It is God's table, and God's grace is offered freely to everyone who comes up. Now, our scripture for this Sunday is from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. It's our oldest recording, our earliest record of Holy Communion, and it's given to us by Paul. Paul writes, "I received a tradition from the Lord, which I also handed on to you. On the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' He did the same thing with a cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Every time you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me.' Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you broadcast the death of the Lord until he comes." Now, I'm really excited about having this conversation. I have always found the whole beauty and power of communion to be compelling. And I just I'm a fanboy for sure. But also, I think there's a lot there that is being taught to us in the midst of all this. See, we have a teaching document. It's called This Holy Mystery, A United Methodist Understanding of Holy Communion. It came out several years ago. And in that, our church teaches that Paul's words remind us of some key truths. One is that Holy Communion is a remembrance, but more than a memory. It is a representation of Christ's saving act, making his grace real for us and now. It's a means of grace. God's using, you know, simple things like bread and juice, you know, grape wine, you know, using those things as a tangible way to convey forgiveness, renewal, and transformation. And it is also a proclamation, as Paul says, every time that we share this meal, we announce to the world that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So when we come to the table, we aren't just practicing a tradition. We're doing is we're meeting Jesus and experiencing his grace and being sent out as his people in this world. So that's a little preview, little tiny kind of like, and you may know this already for sure, but you know, we'll also kind of like talk about some of the practices. I'll kind of like, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit and let you know some of the things that go on around communion for sure. It will be a special service. I really hope that you'll come and be part of this and for you to bring your questions. And if you have questions, I, you know, threw a question out on Facebook on my page just the other day about, you know, what are your questions? A couple people have sort of written back to me. But if you have questions, hey, let me hear them. You can email me at bert.cloud@sterlingumc.org. Just drop me an email and let me know, hey, my question's always been, you know, why does your hair look that way? No, not that, but, you know, some good question about communion. And we'll try to work through those kinds of things, certainly on Sunday and as we move forward in time together. So I really hope that you will join us this Sunday online or in person at 10 o'clock. And certainly you can watch it on demand later on. We will have communion and we will experience Jesus. So join us this Sunday as we come to the Lord's table, receive Christ's love to be united with each other, experience the mystery and joy of this holy meal, and to live our life of faith together. God bless you now. Take care of yourself, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday.